This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. One benefit of mobile homes is they tend to be relatively affordable, but these structures can be especially vulnerable during severe weather. Many of the 23 people who died in last week's tornado in Lee County lived in mobile homes. David Roush grew up in one, and he wants to make them safer. He's a civil engineering professor at Auburn University. I spoke to Roush via Skype, who explains while nothing is completely safe, some mobile homes can hold up pretty well.
There are modern manufactured homes that are built well, and that if they're anchored properly, they're on a permanent foundation. The testing from, you know, when they're just built seem to be able to perform and are designed to perform reasonably well. However, this is what I see in the field. One, that they tend to be lighter structures. You know, in a typical conventional home, you'll have, say, 2x4 wall framing. In a mobile home, that wall framing is maybe 2x3 or smaller. You also have where mobile homes tend to be not on a permanent foundation. So they are resting on piers, and they have straps that are then just anchored to the ground with these kind of spiral, what we call helical anchors. We find a lot of variability in how those are actually installed, how many they have within a mobile home, how tight the straps are. It just makes these more vulnerable structures overall.
So things like better anchoring, stronger, heavier building material, those are the sorts of things that could make mobile homes safer.
Yes. One of the focal points really is the anchorage, because that tends to be the weak point. And that tends to be what, from our, you know, my observation, seems to be what drives the injuries and fatalities, is when you have mobile homes overturn, get lifted and actually get tossed in the air. I mean, I would like to see more anchors. I would see, like to see longer anchors. But I was going to counter that, but just by saying that I do fully understand mobile manufactured homes. They're intended to be affordable housing. And so, you know, the more you add material and anchorage and so on, that is nominally going to increase the cost. And I understand that. But at the same time, we have to protect life safety.
How tornado proof can you make a mobile home? Because this storm that went through Lee County had winds of 170 miles per hour. I would think that that would be difficult for virtually any structure to sustain.
Yes. And you saw that with several site-built homes, permanent homes that had been destroyed as well. You know, what I'm trying to say here and what I'm trying to emphasize is that it's not about building a tornado-proof mobile home. I don't think that's a realistic goal. But can we build a manufactured home that will keep occupants safe, that will protect their lives, even in an EF4 tornado? Except the fact that the structure is going to be damaged, but can we lessen the impact so that occupants have a much better chance of surviving? There's always going to be people that, for whatever reason, have to shelter in their manufactured or mobile home.
Are the considerations different for a tornado versus, say, a hurricane? Because we deal with hurricanes in the southeast, and they have strong winds as well.
If you look at the design requirements for mobile homes, in hurricane-prone regions, they are designed to withstand higher winds. In Mobile and Baldwin counties and so on, they do have to design mobile homes to higher wind speeds in order to resist hurricanes. And we've seen the benefit of that. There's been studies after Hurricane Charlie in Florida, and we've seen some of that even from Hurricane Michael, where, you know, these modern manufactured homes did perform much better even under the high winds in some of these recent hurricanes. So it is possible to build these more wind resistant.
You talk about design, and that goes back to the manufacturer. For people living in these homes, is there anything they can do to make them more resistant in these natural disasters?
The easiest one to look at is, again, going back to the anchorage. Being able to look underneath your home and being able to count, you know, how many anchors do I have? You know, are there straps that go into the steel chassis for each one of them? How loose are they? Is the anchor itself, is it loose in the ground or is it tight? That's going to be the first thing to check in a existing manufactured home.
That's Auburn University civil engineering professor David Roush.